USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
New Orleans prepping for a major hurricane. The National Hurricane Center's latest update has Ida about 350 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour. The storm expected to make landfall on the northern Gulf Coast tomorrow, possibly as a Category 4 storm. A hurricane warning in effect for parts of Louisiana, including Metro New Orleans. Many parents may be worried about sending kids back to school as COVID shows no signs of slowing down. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying yesterday, protecting our children will take a united effort.
We know it works. Now let us unify together to follow these steps to ensure fundamentally that our children and our future are safe.
The CDC says children with underlying medical conditions like congenital heart disease, obesity, diabetes, asthma, or others could be at an increased risk. Those under the age of one also face a heightened risk. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Investigators looking into the origins of COVID released their findings. Here's Wendy King.
The government has released an unclassified report on how COVID-19 began. U.S. health experts say there's little evidence that it was developed as a biological weapon, but there's less confidence that it was not genetically engineered. Two U.S. agencies are saying there's not enough evidence to decide either way. The report also says it's not likely Chinese officials knew about the virus before the pandemic hit. The DNI report said the intelligence community won't be able to settle on an explanation without additional information. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The man who killed Robert Kennedy could soon be free. A California parole board yesterday recommending the release of Sirhan Sirhan, the 77-year-old shooting Kennedy to death in 1968, but two of Kennedy's sons among those advocating for his parole. California Governor Gavin Newsom will review the parole board's recommendation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. taking out an ISIS-K planner yesterday in an unmanned airstrike in Afghanistan. This following the suicide attack Thursday at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears tells CBS News that attack should change our withdrawal plans.
You can show the Taliban, we're not leaving. You broke this agreement. So until every single U.S. citizen is out, we're not leaving. Now, you make that the mission, and we're reconstituting our equipment, we're destroying our equipment on the way out, and then we leave.
He also advises retaking the Bagram Air Base to help in evacuation efforts. Details coming out on that deadly airstrike, U.S. sources tell TheGuardian.com the target was a mid-level planner who was hit while in a car near Jalalabad. While the U.S. reports no known civilian casualties, a Jalalabad resident tells The Guardian women and children are among the victims. That source counts 3 deaths and 4 injuries from the attack. Work continues on finding the cause of a deadly building collapse in Florida. Tim Berg has the latest.
Videos by a team of federal investigators shows more evidence of extensive corrosion and overcrowded concrete reinforcement in a Miami-area condominium that collapsed in June, killing 98 people. The video shows densely packed steel reinforcement in various sections of the building, along with extensive corrosion where one of the columns met the building's foundation. The National Institute of Standards and Technology also announcing it will conduct a 5-pronged investigation into the Champlain Towers South collapse. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.